It's easy to be cynical about the Book of Mormon, which is playing at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. That's before you see the show. Afterwards, you'll likely be a big-time fan. Somehow the material overcomes any fears you might have about the show making fun of the Mormon religion, or indeed all religions. It also overcomes the danger of setting a satire in an impoverished and disease-ravaged African village. To be upfront, there should be qualms about the material. There is coarse language, and for some, the humor might seem sacrilegious, if not blasphemous. If you are sensitive about certain topics, this show might not be for you. However, though the humor might shock some, it is never intended to be shocking. Neither does the poking of fun about rigid attitudes on religion seem intended to offend. This is a play that wants to point out that faith is a good thing, and a common faith can bring together and unite a community. The message of the Book of Mormon is that humans need myths to comprehend abstract ideas, and for that purpose, one story is as good as another. Indeed, while the material does mock those who believe without questioning, it does celebrate faith. That faith could be of a higher power, the future, or simply friendship. Mostly, it honors a belief in oneself. The show's premise is a classic fish-out-of-water story and a variation of the ugly duckling turning into a swan. Two young Mormons are sent to Uganda for their mission duty. Elder Price is a star and feels he deserves a better post, like Orlando, where he can be near his dream community, Disneyland. Elder Cunningham is a classic follow-up. Though well-meaning, he is likely to fail wherever he is sent. Elder Cunningham takes this teaming as a sign from God that he and Elder Price are meant to be best friends. Upon their arrival in Uganda, things go wrong. They discover villages living in poverty, inflicted with disease, and oppressed by a pathological warlord. Their possessions are stolen, they are rejected by the locals, and their lives are threatened. They feel like helpless failures. Elder Price wants to quit and go home. He rejects Elder Cunningham's friendship. How this is turned around is both cynical and comical. Elder Cunningham gives into his habit of inventing his own truths by using the modern myths of fantasy fiction seen on television and in films to explain the mysteries of faith. He makes converts and saves the day, filling all with a joyous sense of accomplishment. Of course, the church elders show up and are shocked that the communal good was achieved by using the wrong stories. Things turn out all right, as one man finds humility and the other self-confidence, and the community finds hope through common bond. There are a few Broadway musicals with a stronger feel-good endings. Actually, you feel good for almost the entire show. The talent is first rate, every song serves the play, there's abundant humor, and the production numbers are sensational. In other words, The Book of Mormon is an entertaining musical that just happens to be as cynical as it is enjoyable. The Book of Mormon continues at Proctor's Theater through Sunday. 346-6204. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.